How are you doing? How is Texas doing right now with the coronavirus?
Oh, man, it's raging in Texas as it is. I see in Arizona now. I mean, it's funny that, you know, we had leaders, at least certainly down here, that thought that the economy and opening things back up was the right thing to do, and now they're reversing course because the scientists told us and the doctor told us the wrong thing to do, and now we're realizing that, you know, they should have listened to the doctors and not to the economists.
Let's talk about Zeke Elliott. We got an update last week. Do you know how he is in terms of his recovery from coronavirus?
He says he's fine. He says, you know, he had some symptoms, but he's fine and A-okay and ready to go. But I don't know if that's the Zeke Elliott news that's going around right now.
Right.
You heard something new about Zeke today, right?
Yeah. How much did you guys talk about that on the ESPN Dallas show? What is going on? What did he say? Because Pritch was just asking me during the break. He's like, because I saw an update that I guess Zeke said it might have been drinking. It wasn't a weed thing. Like I don't know. We were just talking about the word faded. So what's going on with Zeke on video?
Well, yeah, that's what's going on. Because in the middle of our show, certainly we were talking about the faded comments. And you know, let's put this out there. Getting high is not a problem, okay? Not anymore. You know, it's okay. The NFL is, you know, altered their drug policy, and weed is not the bad thing as it was years ago. But, you know, there's still this perception out there. And Zeke, you know, and so the fact that Zeke said he was faded and he sounded faded, and when most people think of faded, they think high. And so that has got Twitter all aflutter and stories and aggregated stories all over the country talking about Zeke, you know, forget that he was high on his live stream and admit that he was faded. And so he comes out on Twitter today, and clearly he has time because there's nothing else to do, right? You know, you can't work out because the NFL told you not to work out, and the facilities are closed, and we're in a dead period. And he just, you know, unloads with some tweets about how he was not high, he was drinking. And so that's what he was talking about, the alcohol and the drinks that he was having. And he's going to sue Sports Illustrated, and I'm going to have my lawyers after you guys and everybody else. So it was just, that's a fun exchange, but per Zeke, and I don't know about it, maybe it's a generational thing, faded does not mean blitzed or stoned. It doesn't mean high on weed. It means drunk. I don't know what it means to your generation, but that's what it means to his generation.
I guess he's trying to change the definition. you know, one of the things about Zeke, Clarence, is, you know, catching COVID, right? And you wonder, you know, his lifestyle. And then, you wonder about other players and their lifestyle. Are they going to be able to keep themselves out of harm's way in terms of interacting or in terms of that party lifestyle and, you know, being more susceptible to catching COVID-19? So I just wonder, even though Zeke has it, do you know of any players that's trying to talk to Zeke and figure out, okay, look, this is what we need to avoid?
Yeah, you know, the thing about COVID, you know, I don't know if it's a, you know, obviously if you're out there partying and you're most susceptible to having it, I don't know if there's a way of preventing it. You know, if you're around people and, you know, because you can get it anywhere. You get it at the store, you get it at the mall, you get it at the bars, you get it from family. You know, that's why it's so important to wear masks and everything else because, you know, you can have family members. I had a friend of mine whose son, you know, went to a basketball team party, which he shouldn't have let his son go to a party, for members of the AAU basketball team, and the mother called the next day and said somebody at the party had COVID. And so the whole family had to go get tested, you know. And so that's the scenario, and I think that's a bigger problem for the NFL as opposed to the NBA as they try to come back, because the NBA is coming back in a bubble. You know, everybody's isolated. Everybody's in Orlando, and they will be there for 3.5 months, and you can't leave the facility. But the NFL, baseball, they're coming back. They're going to be traveling. People are going to be, you know, coming to work, and they can do whatever they want to do to try to prevent it and do all the tests and precautions as they come to the facility. But they all go at home at night. They all interact with other people. And then you're talking about young players who may decide to go out at night or go to a bar or hang out with friends or family, or you can't really control where their family goes and who comes back to the house. It's going to be tough for the NFL to really control COVID. And I mean, I'm talking about the NFL. I'm talking about baseball. But what about college sports? College football, what are you going to do with the college team? You know, how are you going to control these kids, you know, when they're away from the facility?